Contentment versus laziness. For many years, I ran a small enterprise. It was fun. I did what I loved. I traveled whenever and wherever I would like to visit. I served whichever client as I liked. On average, I made about $5,000 a month. Since the beginning of 2014, I looked at my income and asked myself, do I still want to earn that income? Is there anything else I could do? I was contented to work from home, selling my stuffs on Facebook. Then, an unexpected email came. It was from a friend of a friend who does fundraising and intensive community work in China. They were raising $60,000 to build schools and learning centers. I was eager to help without delay. I blasted a few messages on Facebook and raised $1,500 for them in 3 days. But a voice came to me. When are you going to write a $10,000 check for charity? I never ever thought of it. But it was a great wake-up call. Then the following day, my sister paid us a visit and mentioned a lady. She was a domestic worker for 8 years in Singapore. When she arrived, she barely knew English. The only words she knew was, "Thank you, madam, and good morning, sir." Now, 8 years later, after attending classes and working very hard to master English, she dreams of becoming the Anthony Robbins of Southeast Asia. She has very good knowledge of internet marketing and also trains corporate and individuals. She also teaches people how to do their own mobile apps. That was another huge calling. I told myself I needed to upgrade my knowledge. I was too contented and comfortable in my comfort zone. I was too complacent. Things have changed and moved forward vastly. It is time for an upgrade. After 6 months of attending trainings and seminars and talks and networking sessions later, I found my calling. I have new knowledge, new mindset, and have 13 years of experience to share with all of you. It was perfect timing. I actually applied for a degree on psychology and social work program in March 2014. I sincerely wanted to understand people and help them. There is so much goodness in people and life is so beautiful. I am blessed to experience this, but there are too many people who are depressed, exhausted from work, from family, from life, as some even speak to me about suicidal thoughts. I knew I had to upgrade the self and do something for this group of people. They are precious, beautiful, talented people who are tied to the rat race system. Since then, I have been attending business coaching, mindset coaching, strengths coaching, financial coaching, brand coaching, and so much more. I even learned how to be the branded you, and many, many more of such goodness came along the way, and I invested in knowledge, and it has done me good.